On the 30th of March, millions worldwide observe the inaugural International Day of Zero Waste. Zero waste initiatives can foster sound waste management and minimize and prevent waste generation. Now, according to the United Nations Environment Programme, humanity generates between 2.1 billion and 2.3 billion tons of municipal solid waste. Well, talking in the same context, you know, open space is one open resource and community innovation-based space cultivating inspired minds through tech, entrepreneurial innovations through open culture for social environment development. Now, with a focus on environment conservation, Junub Open Space has been engaging in projects that repurpose waste into usable products. Well, this morning, I'm glad to be joined by Martin Oduho. Well, the recycling of the plastic bags and jerry cans to produce sustainable eco tiles and an initiative called Sustainable Cooking Solution, where women are trained on recycling paper waste to sustainable cooking solution briquettes. Now, Martin, thank you so much for making your attempt to join us here on The Breakfast Show. Good morning.
Morning to you, Irene.
Right. Now, just can you tell us more about the projects of repurposing waste into usable products? Like I said, you the tiles, just tell us more about it.
Right. This sustainable cooking solution is actually recycling of this one of papers, the agricultural residues, and we produce actually from it this one the briquettes.
Okay, so what about the tiles? So these are the briquettes where women use for cooking, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
For the case of the tiles, we made from this one, we use this one, how do you call it, nylon, then how do you call the aging oil, then the sand. We boil it. When after boiling it, then we mold it to be this one, the bread.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are you doing it on a small scale? Are you doing it for sale? Like, how are you operating?
It's just for small scales.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Then, do you sell the products off?
No. Yeah, because we're a non-profit organization, we always do it for, you know, to excel our knowledge to our community.
Okay, so after doing it, you give it out to the community.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are some of the challenges that are facing in implementing these waste repurposing initiatives in South Sudan? Like, for you, when you're going out to get the raw materials and all that, what are some of the challenges?
The challenge is sometimes, sometimes, you know, people do see us why these people are collecting these things? Sometimes they see
it's
us like, you know,
job, eh?
Yeah, it's a dirty job. These people ignore it at all.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So now, with all the waste that we have in this country, do you see potential that we can actually transform that waste into something valuable?
Yeah. This thing will have, you know, a positive impact on our more special on our environment, you know. We can actually keep our environment clean and so on. And this, purposely, this one, the part of this one, green practice, that we as Junub Open Space, we are focusing on it at least to make Juba clean and other major towns in Juba, in South Sudan.
Right. Yeah. So how do we then change the minds of the people that instead of seeing it as rubbish and something filthy and dirty, that there's actually money involved in garbage?
You know, that one requires, you know, more, you know, people need to be oriented about it so that for them to use it a daily basis. Because not only the bridge, but you can also, you know, mold those things. You can even build it with your house. You can, a lot of things can just come from it.
Right. So how can individuals in our communities get involved in supporting such projects as yours?
Actually, our community can, you know, involve in such a, you know, practice unless we have to expand our services to them. Yeah.
Okay. Right. So, like you said, what you do, you send back to the communities. How many households in the communities have you been able to help out?
Okay, we have trained almost 50 members. And they are now leading this one.
Yes.
Yeah, they are leading. Yeah.
Okay, so You're listening to the Miraya Breakfast Show. We are speaking about how to transform waste or waste management and Junub Open Space in South Sudan. You know, they are inspired by this and they are doing briquettes to help their communities, and the briquettes are used for cooking. And we have understood that you were telling us about the briquettes. So how, because people will tell you how sustainable are the tiles, most especially, like how durable are they? Are they like these other ordinary tiles that we put in our houses?
No, it's just, you know, these briquettes, you know, it has many advantages over these one traditional fuels such as woods and charcoals, as they are cheaper and cleaner, greener and more efficient.
Do you think these kinds of initiatives are useful for the community, and how are they useful?
I think it's so useful because when we look at it, we are really focusing to, you know, to reduce or eradicate deforestation in the country. Yeah, that's the main focus actually.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right. So, for how long have you been involved in such kinds of projects as Junub Open Space?
We started last year, and this year we're working seriously on it. Even we're working on daily, every weekend.
Mm.
We go from area to area, you know, educating them and giving them this one, the procedures and how to do it.
Right. So how is it going 1 year later?
Everybody's enjoying. And once we test it and everyone is enjoying seriously.
Right.
Yeah.
So what do you mean everyone is enjoying? Have people stopped buying charcoal and they're now using the briquettes for cooking?
Yeah. People have even started, you know, shifting to this one, to briquettes.
Okay.
Yeah. All because right. It takes almost 2 hours than this one, than the charcoals.
Oh.
Yeah, when you just burn it, it takes us 2 hours.
So you don't have to keep adding?
Yeah.
For example, if you're cooking beans.
Yeah.
You can only two rounds can make my beans get ready. Okay. Well, so if I am interested in buying this in the market, can I find it?
Actually, you can find it from those whom we train.
Yeah, right.
Because we told them that we cannot do it here to sell it because we are a non-profit organization.
Right.
We train to profit from it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So the briquettes are available in the market through the people that you trained.
They are not,
not yet.
They are not yet. Okay. It's just in the area. They are putting it in there. Yeah.
Right. So which areas, which community members have you been able to work with? Which areas in Juba?
Okay. We have trained this side of Gudele, then the Lologo, and we're still expanding.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are the plans for the future? Where will you be expanding? Will you only be concentrated in Juba?
No, we have a focus ahead. Just because we're still doing at our own capacity, but if we get more funds, we can even go beyond that.
Right.
Our target actually is to reach up to, let me say, 10 states, the main towns in South Sudan.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And speaking about funding, who is working with you to support you?
We're still looking for fundings, and actually we have not yet the right person to fund us on this thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where, so how are you operating? Are you using your own money? And since you're non-profit, how are you then trying to keep yourselves going?
Because it's something that we see is valuable for our citizens. We sometimes offer our time to train them freely.
Voluntarily. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are the long-term goals that Junub Open Space has in addressing the waste problem in the country? Because we have a huge waste problem. In as much as we want to go round about it, we see waste on the road, we see waste everywhere. Like there's just too much waste. What is your long-term goal as an organization?
Our long-term, goal is the, I think it's going to be 10. If we can take this, if we can get someone who can fund us for more than 10 years or 5 years, we can realize that Juba is clean and green.
Right.
Because our focus is always green and blue practice.
Okay.
Yeah.
And blue standing for what?
When you talk about
I'm sure green can stand for the vegetation and all that.
No, blue is you know, anything which is not harmful for this one in the oceans.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doing things which are not harmful to the oceans.
Right.
And when we talk about green practice, is doing something which is, you know, which is good in the environment.
Ah, which is friendly to
the environment.
To okay. Yeah. Martin Oduho, thank you so much for making our time to speak to us. Any message to the people out there?
Yeah, my message is we are calling on the communities, you know, to reach us. We are locating in Gudele, from Zain, it's just south from Zain.
Around Midan Zain.
Yeah.
There.
400 meters.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So if anyone is willing, and currently we still offer this one voluntary, if you someone is wanted to, you know, to have this knowledge, this training, we can also reach them. Maybe they can call you, then we can also reach them.
Do you have social media platforms?
We have, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah. You can give them your Facebook page.
Okay. We have Junubo Penny Space, which is our official Facebook account. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so they need to go there, like it, and then maybe send you a message.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we don't train people individually. We train people
in groups.
Yeah, in group. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
So someone has to have their own going initiative as a group.
As a group,
and then you can help to empower them.
Yeah.
All right, Martin Oduho, thank you so much for your time.